Hi, this is John Laster, editor-in-chief of XBLAFans.com. And recently, as part of Brawler Week, John Carson had the opportunity to sit down with Edmund McMillan and Tommy Rafines, better known as Team Meat, to talk about Brawler development and get their thoughts on the past and present of the genre. So with that, I'm going to give the floor to John Carson.
Hey guys, this is John Carson, associate editor at XBLAFans, and I'm here with Edmund McMillan. You guys may know him as part of Team Meat. Of course, one of the best games from last year on XBLA, Super Meat Boy. If you want to say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Alright, so basically it's Brawler Week at XBLAFans, and everything's been focused on Brawlers all across the board, but we're here with Edmund to just talk to him about the genre and how it's influenced them and stuff like that. So,
hey, John, guess what?
What?
Tommy's here.
Woo.
Should I invite him in?
Sure.
There he goes. Tommy.
Yes.
Tommy's here.
Hey, Tommy. Hello. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Sorry.
I was wrong. I informed him that you were probably out getting food, but it's quite the opposite, right?
No, I was actually releasing food from my body in the form of poop.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It hurt.
I've been informed that we're going to be discussing Brawlers.
Brawlers?
Yes.
Awesome.
I know you guys haven't really created a Brawler, but... I don't know. We definitely want to get your insight on the matter. So, I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, I just said totally.
Oh, awesome.
It was.
So I guess to get things started, were there any like brawlers that have influenced you guys in the past, or anything that kind of went into Meat Boy or any other things that you guys have done?
Well, brawler-wise, I think when I was younger, my favorite brawler was originally Double Dragon, and then Golden Axe was one that I liked probably the most, because it had a good deal of depth. And then, of course, recently, I think Castle Crashers is probably the best brawler out.
Yeah.
And, what was the second part of the question?
Have they influenced you at all in the work that you've been doing?
They haven't really influenced us yet.
Yeah, yet. The important part is yet.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say, since it's not like we're doing it at this point in time right now.
Yeah.
But through development of Meat Boy, we had this kind of like side dream game, which involved a lot of brawling aspects. So we definitely, brawlers were definitely on the mind when we were doing Meat Boy, but brawlers and platformers are very different.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, like Tommy said, I don't think much really went over to Meat Boy.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much that could, especially with a really hardcore platformer like that.
Actually, no, I take that back. The when Dr. Fetus comes down and punches Bandit Girl in the stomach and throws it over her shoulder and then disappears, that's from the intro of Double Dragon, which is a brawler.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
How about you, Tommy?
I really liked Final Fight. I love that game.
Did you play that re-release that came out not too long ago?
Oh, the one on Xbox Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played through it. I had already played Final Fight so many times that I was like, I don't really need to play it again. Because, like, seriously, I've played Final Fight, like, to completion probably 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
So yeah, I, like, went through, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a little bit higher res, that's cool.
Brawlers are, they're interesting. They're so old school in a lot of ways, pretty primitive. It was pretty bizarre to see, like, well, I think most people think of the first brawler was River City Rampage or Double Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Which were both legit and really good. But then after that, it seemed like a lot of people copied the Brawler formula but didn't understand what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And they would put in really bizarre things. Like, this is the one thing. So, of course, me and Tommy have talked about Brawlers actually really in depth. And we've already started picking apart stuff for a possible game we want to do down the road. And one of the things that's confusing in Brawlers is the fact that in a Brawler like Double Dragon, you've got a punch and a kick.
Mm-hmm.
And there is absolutely no point to punching.
Yeah.
Because the punch and the kick do the same amount of damage, mm-hmm. but the kick has twice the reach.
Gotcha. So what would you change there?
Well, you would want it to balance that, you'd want to give punches either more damage. So there was actually a reason to punch.
Mm-hmm.
There's other stuff too, like the headbutt. Like double tapping forward is kind of hard to do. I actually think the headbutt might knock people down in Double Dragon, which is a more powerful move, of course.
Yeah, I think it does.
But it wasn't really, things weren't really balanced well as far as moves go. Because in a brawler, the whole game's design is based on the moveset. And kind of what we've been playing around with is the idea of incorporating a system similar to No Mercy, WWF No Mercy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you played many wrestling games, but the No Mercy series, I think there was one before it as well, was really good. And they had it's essentially a brawler system where it was combat-based and it had lockups, and it was very, very well thought out where, you know, a tapping the punch button would give you a light jab, which would cause a certain amount of, delay to the other person when you connect, so they couldn't, you know, hit you back right away for a split second. But the more you held down the button, you do a harder punch, and that would cause more of a delay in the other person's retaliation. But you had to, like, anticipate their punch, because you don't want to start getting jabbed in the face if you're holding down the button to punch yourself. So it's like, No Mercy actually had a really, really, really in-depth brawling system. It was a fighting system with counters, and it was really well thought out. And surprisingly, a lot of brawlers now, there's not many, but I'd say majority of brawlers that came after Double Dragon just kind of turned into button mashers.
Yeah.
Weird combo systems and that sort of stuff, and it kind of lost its strong design fundamentals, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of brawlers these days, they're following a lot of the Double Dragon Final Fight stuff, and I mean, yeah, they're not really evolving it, they're just trying to copy it, like, copy that stuff, and I don't know, like you kind of said before, Castle Crashers is the best brawler in the past few years. Just because it's not doing all that crap.
Yeah, and then River City Ransom remake is probably second.
Yep.
I mean that's it. I mean, what else is there?
Yeah. It's very true.
But yeah, I mean, you could see the cool thing about Castle Crush is you could see very clearly where they pull from. Like it's River City Ransom plus Golden Axe. Like it's all the leveling system and depth of moves and everything of River City Ransom, plus the magic system. Well, not literally, but plus the magic aspects of Golden Axe, which is why it's so good. And in the same way, like Alien Hominid was a cross between like Metal Slug and what was that Sega game? Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like best of both worlds sort of thing. And Tom always does that, and we did a very similar thing with Meat Boy. Meat Boy was like, you know, our favorite platformers kind of put together. It was it's like Mario 1, Mario 3. It really was. What we really did was we took all of our favorite elements of Mario 1, 2, and 3, and we put them into one game.
Yeah.
So that's basically how you'd innovate on the genre. You'd balance it more.
There's a shitload of innovation. Like, I would love to just go on and on about the stuff that we've talked about, but I don't want to spoil it, and I don't want to get people excited about something we might not do for a year.
Yeah.
Well, that very well could be our third game and not our second game. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, if it is, I can't wait, so.
But yeah, no, it's not that hard to just take a genre and pick it apart and figure out what's not fun. You know, my pet peeves with brawlers is that the fighting systems usually aren't that deep.
Just lots of button mashing.
Yeah, it's usually button mashing. I'm also not a fan of the, well, I don't even know what you call it, but it's not 2D, like the plane of, like, your visual plane is like 3/4, so you can go back into the background and come, and then there's always this awkwardness of lining up with the other person.
Yep, kind of like the Ninja Turtles arcade game and stuff like that.
I forgot, Ninja Turtles was a pretty awesome brawler.
Yeah.
But that also had some really bizarre aspects too, and I really want to know how they balanced it, because Donatello seemed like he was by far the best character because of his reach. Like, did they balance damage? Because Raphael's reach was the smallest.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's no, I have the arcade game. There's no balance at all. It's like, everybody does the same amount of damage.
That's one of those things where it seems weird. Like, when I was little, when I played, I wasn't a huge fan of Donatello. Raphael was my favorite Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was.
Yeah. But I played with Donatello because I knew he was the best. Because I knew that I could hit guys from further away, and then I, you know, in turn don't get hit as much.
Yeah. You don't have to get in there real close with Donatello.
Yeah. It's weird that they wouldn't balance something so obviously.
I don't even think they balanced it in Turtles in Time either.
No.
I think everybody still does the same amount of damage in Turtles in Time. Even though you had more moves in Turtles in Time. Like, you had dashing and stuff like that.
Yeah. One of my other pet peeves was the your special move that you do that would take away your life.
Yeah.
That didn't really necessarily help you that much.
Well, they did that in Final Fight also. It was...
Yeah.
You would do the spin thing.
Yeah,
Hagar would go.
Yeah,
it hit everybody, and it would take energy from you, and it was like, it's like a weird artificial way to balance something like that. It was okay. Everything's a little too hairy. Sacrifice a little bit of health and get rid of everybody, and it's like,
like a risk reward that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it's acceptable, but it's also weird.
Yeah, like Tommy's saying, it was that move was their way of patching.
Yeah.
A problem that they couldn't fix. Like, yeah. I don't know if you notice in games, and this is one thing that is also really awkward too, the AI in most brawlers tells the guys, when you're fighting one guy, the other guy stay away. For the most part. And then when the game gets harder, they send two guys in. And then, so there's no real way. And the funny thing is, Double Dragon actually already had solved this problem. Do you remember this, Tommy? If you were fighting somebody from the front, if you hit the kick button, you kick backwards.
Oh, yeah. They did that in Ninja Turtles also.
Yeah.
Which is smart.
Yeah.
That was the best way to, like, solve that problem was, a reflex-driven retaliation that you could do if you see some guy coming up behind you. And that works really, really well. But in Final Fight, I don't know why they did, you know, they just, instead of, when you get overwhelmed, sacrifice your life, and then you knock guys over.
Yeah.
I mean, when I played Final Fight, and I didn't play it that much, so... And Streets of Rage. I was pretty sure that the move that did the most damage was the throw, and you could only do the throw by lining yourself up horizontally.
Yeah.
Or vertically, right? Right? You have to be above
them. Yeah, you would get above them, and then you would walk down on top of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just seems so broken, and that was basically all I would try to do, and all you really could do. But then, you know what it is, though? I really think it's this. I think the reason why the design is flawed has to do with the fact that these were designed for the arcade.
Yeah.
And they wanted you to lose life, and they wanted you to put in more quarters. So, and I think that's the flaw there. Like, they designed around getting more money from people, not necessarily making a sit-down console game that could be enjoyed from start to finish.
That was why, without fail, I don't believe you can play Ninja Turtles without, having a foot soldier grab you and punch you a couple times.
Yeah.
That's just the way, that's like, each punch is like 5 cents or something, because it's just going to average out that after so much time, you know, it's going to be another quarter because that energy is going to be beaten out of you regardless of what you do.
Do you think that's something that people haven't really like taken a look at for Brawlers, like the quarter eating aspect of it?
I think Castle Crashers did. I think they balanced that aspect pretty well. I never felt like, you know, I had to add more quarters sort of situation, like I had to get more lives, blah 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 blah. So I think they did that right. And again, like the way that they balanced it was by making an RPG system.
Mm-hmm.
So if something is too hard for you to advance, then you could grind.
Yep.
And get through. And that's the equivalent of putting quarters over.
Either that or grab a buddy, level them up, and take them in with you.
Or have, that's another crucial thing for brawlers. Brawlers usually, I'd say 99% of the time, are not fun unless you're playing with somebody else.
I agree. It's kind of painful by yourself. It's almost pointless. Are there any brawlers that kind of been forgotten that you'd want to see remade or kind of brought back out to the forefront?
I don't know if I want any of the older ones remade, because when they redid Turtles in Time,
yep,
I was excited about it because I love those games. I really like Turtles in Time. You know, I really like that one. But when they redid it, they took out all the good stuff. Well, I'm afraid people tend to do that when they redo things.
Maybe not like remade, but like, I guess re-release. Like, I know we haven't seen anything from like Strider in forever, if you can call that a brawler, but I guess
that's more like a combat platformer, right?
Yeah.
Melee platformer, the Shinobi.
Yeah.
Which one?
Strider.
Strider.
Oh yeah, Strider. I never really played that one.
I wasn't that into it.
Yeah.
I remember the guy's sword. Because in Nintendo Power, it always show that he did the sword, and it was like a big arc thing. And yeah. I always thought that was neat.
Like, shootout. Like, yeah. You know one brawler that I played a lot when we were talking about our game stuff was, I found this game that I played when I was little called, what was it called? Started with an R. It was very old school. Renegade.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not up on my video game history when it comes to these things, but it seemed like Renegade came before Double Dragon. I could be wrong. But it was quite deep. And I thought it was pretty neat. And it was one of those games where I played around with it more and more, and I figured out how to like do certain moves that I didn't even realize existed. And one of them was like, if you run and jump in a wall, you'll actually bounce off the wall and come back the other way, like
awesome.
Ninja style. Like, and this is like so primitive and old school. And I thought that was pretty cool. And that was kind of the magic of the old school brawlers, is finding out like if you went up behind somebody and grabbed them, it would do different moves. You know, you might do a backbreaker, or if you went in front of them, you might toss them. That sort of situation. Kind of like Street Fighter. I mean, Street Fighter is a brawler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fighting game. It's essentially a brawler. You could turn that into a side-scrolling game where you're just fighting somebody one-on-one and then you move in and fight somebody else. It has a similar system set up, but of course it's infinitely deeper. But it's a similar thing. You know, you're blocking, kicking, ducking, and that's the depth of what's going on. I think with more traditional brawlers, usually it's just the perspective change and then the ability to go, you know, up or down or around, which, again, is not something that I really like about brawlers.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play a Genesis game called Cyborg Justice at all? Mm-hmm. It's so basically you're a robot. You get to customize it, like what kind of legs it has, like what kind of torso and like arms and weapon and whatever. And as you're going through like the levels, it's one of those kind of 2.5D, or like the one with the third plane of movement. So like you're going through these levels and you come up against other robots and you can like rip off their arms and steal their weapons, and it's just one of those games that really stuck out to me from my childhood. No one knows of it though. So I'm trying to get the word out there. of.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar, too. I mean, I play shitloads of emulators and stuff, and I haven't come across that one yet. Did you ever play a game called Street Fighter 2010?
No.
It's actually... it was one of those things that I think they branded it that way because they thought people would think it was Street Fighter and buy it. And it was a 2D fighting game where you'd fight like one or two guys in an arena and like kill them. You'd go through time and whatever else. It was actually pretty good. And I played it recently and was pretty surprised at how okay it was for the game it was. And it was essentially a brawler / fighting game. Kind of reminded me of what you're talking about, but it was locked in 2D platforms perspective. Battletoads is another one.
Yes.
About Battletoads.
Just fun. It's confusing though.
Yeah, I was playing that a few weeks ago.
Like they did the whole like sometimes when you punch your third punch is up your hand is super giant or your head or whatever else. That always threw me because I didn't really understand what I was doing.
You know those.
Remember, you could bash them on the ground and then kick their heads, but I don't know how you do that.
There was somebody was telling. I think it was Ben was telling me that the enemies in Battletoads didn't have health. It was according to if you finished the combo.
Oh, really?
So you could sit there and just tap the punch button over and over, and you would hit them in the face. But if you would like tap. Tap, it would just do the first punch over and over, but if you did it quick, it would go tit, 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 and then the big punch. So they were all dependent on finishing the combo, not so much like killing their energy or anything.
That makes sense now why they did the big cells when you kill the guy.
Yep.
That's why your hand gets you your boot or your head to show that the guy's dead now and that that's what you're supposed to do. But see, that's why I got confused. Understand what I was doing, how I was doing these special things, and all I was doing was killing
them. Like, for that, it always seemed like when you did one of those bigger moves, it always took up more space than just the plane you were on. So that kind of fixed that problem a little bit, but I really loved that game when I was little, but going back to it a couple weeks ago, that was, it's kind of hellish.
Yeah.
But it's tough.
Yeah, the sad fact about all the games we're talking about is they all, I'm sure in a lot of people's minds, they're really cool, and then you play them now and they're not.
Yep.
I still think Battletoads is awesome.
I don't know. I think the art's awesome. I like the style a lot. I'm really uncertain about that. I'm remembering a lot of things about that game that were just kind of, what? Remember that part where you're going down, you're hanging down on a little line, and you have to, like, kick shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then of course you know the infamous fucking level where you're on the bike.
Yeah, the bikes. That I love that level. that level is like one of my favorite levels, and I really like the one where you drop down because I would never kick. I would always get to the side and do the wrecking ball thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, that always felt great when you hit like five things in a row.
It's one of those things where it's hard to even define that game as a brawler because it was such like a mixed bag of other genres. And it's actually pretty similar to Earthworm Jim. It's like it's gonna throw you a shitload of different genres and kind of play different types of level. Which is a double edged sword because some people, you know, just want one aspect of the game and they're not happy with the other. Because I'll tell you right now, Tommy, I think you're the only person that really liked that fucking race level.
Yeah. Do you like stabbing yourself in the leg too?
I kind of do, so maybe that's where that comes from. Yeah, I like that. I only beat that level a couple times, but because every time I would run into the wall that was actually the warp zone that would take you to like level 6 or whatever it was. So you would get through that, and you would get through it was like 4 little parts. And you get to the last part where it's like throwing the walls at you really, really fast. And it's like the 5th to last wall or something has a warp zone in front of it. And you can hit it and it takes you to the gargantuan ducks level, which is like, the 2nd to last level. But if you beat it, it takes you to the 4th level, which is like snakes. And I've only seen the snakes level like 3 times. Because it's so impossibly hard.
Well, you know what, though? Don't worry, Ed. There'll never be another Battletoads because Rare makes Kinect Sports now. So they've given up on life.
Unless they just have, like, kids punching each other for a while.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You know, Rare's made a lot of great games in the past, but I and of course everybody says, you know, GoldenEye, right? But yeah, I say their best game is Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yes. I agree.
I never played Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Another one. Wait, what?
I never played that one.
Oh, my God.
Do that.
When you come over next, you gotta play it because it's essential that you play it co-op.
Yep.
It's great. It's a top-down shooter essentially, but you are a kid and you're killing different horror type people and you're trying to save these your neighbors, which are randomly. It's, you know, it's like reminiscent. It's a combination of a shooter and Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, where there's shit all around the map. And you've got to find it and get to it before, you know, you get killed or something else gets in. And then you move to the next level. And it has bosses, too. It's really pretty goddamn good. There's just shitloads of weapons, too.
I feel like the people you have to save are the exact same people as in Toe Jam and Earl. Like, there's some cheerleader, there's some tourists, yeah. I don't know, it's crazy. It's a lot of fun, especially just, like, throwing out soda cans to freeze guys or
it's that's another reason why it's similar too. Is it did Toe Jam and Earl get made by Rare?
No, that was Sega.
No, that was Sega.
Yeah, that is strange then because it has a great deal of similarities actually. But Toe Jam and Earl was randomly generated.
Yep,
which was pretty cool. It had the similarity of like crazy fucking shitloads of items that you put through like the calendar. Tommy's typing is going to be the main question this whole podcast.
I'm transcribing chair. All of this for the lawyers.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I. Yeah, you're going to get sued.
Great.
That's our new thing. B-Boy didn't make any money, so we just sue everybody now.
Yeah.
America.
Scoop.
Great. This is going to show up on fucking Kotaku, isn't it?
It'll show up on XBLA fans first. Just sorry we're being sued by Team Meat.
Yeah. Team's going to be Meat Boy fans from now on.
I don't know if I should continue this any longer, guys.
We're going to sue you for that.
Yes. How dare you?
Alright, well, I guess that's actually a good point as any to kind of end this thing, but I'd like to thank you guys once again for doing this. I know it took a while to put it together, but thanks a lot.
Thank you.
No, yeah, rock on with brawlers. And hopefully we can make a brawler one day and make all the brawlers.
Put our money where our mouth holes are.
You know what will happen? We'll make a brawler and we'll tell everybody, you know, it's a great brawler. And then when we finally put it out, they'll say, this isn't a brawler.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably what people will say, but it will be our interpretation of a brawler.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't sue me, maybe I'll have enough money to buy it.
Oh no, we're totally going to sue you. And we're going to sue you for that.
Well,
I have a courier on the way right now serving you papers.
I'm just gonna lock my doors.
Yeah, they're already in your house.
Oh, great! It's my
I'm talking to you from inside your house.
Where?
Well, technically, it's not his house anymore.
Yeah,
it's our house.
Yeah, it's
it's your Minnesota branch of Team Meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for house sitting for us.
No
yeah.
problem.
It was nice of you.
I want to tell my roommates about that.
I hope you know we've raised your rent.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What'd you raise it to?
More than it was.
Okay.
Yeah.